This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, before I begin this series of reminders, let me do a little bit of a disclaimer. I set myself this tremendous task of doing one reminder every day, and since we usually recite one juz of Quran, one sipara in every night, then it was, I said I'm going to separate it as day one juz one, day two juz two, and so on. Now in that process, what I decided to do was to select one or two ayats from each juz and talk to you each day about those ayats. Now, my disclaimer is, and I ask Allah to forgive me, all the ayat of the Quran are, all of them are equally important. So when I have chosen one or two ayat, it doesn't mean that these are more important than any other. These are just what came to me, just what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in my heart, and I am sharing those with you. And the purpose of doing that is to try to inculcate in our hearts a desire to learn the Quran more, to read it more, to understand it more, to learn it more, to practice it more in our lives. This is the purpose. It is not to simply select some ayah over some other ayah. So day one, juz one, we begin with the first ayat of the Quran, the first ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha, which is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I remind myself and you that the whole of Surah Al-Fatiha focuses on the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most important ayat in that, which focuses on the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. O Allah, only you we worship and only you we seek help from. This is the essence, this is the nijor, this is the asir of Tawheed. Tawheed is Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. And we say this in every rakat of every salah, because Surah Al-Fatiha is rukun. Without that, this salah is not valid. Therefore, this is a reminder for ourselves every rakat of every salah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the next surah, after the huruf al-muqatta'at, alif lam mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah said, this is the book, the Quran, in which there is no doubt. It's a guidance for those who are al-muttaqoon, people who are people of taqwa, people who have, whose concern and only concern is the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be pleased with them because they love Allah more than anyone and anything else. All the promises of the Quran are for the muttaqoon. Third ayat which I have selected for today is the 10th ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ وَآمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. Allah said in these ayat 8 to 10, ayah number 8 to ayah number 10 of Surah Al-Baqarah, and of mankind there are some hypocrites. There are some people who say, and these are the hypocrites, they say we believe in Allah and the last day, while in fact they do not believe. Allah said they are not Muslims, they are not Muslims. They try to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who believe, while they only deceive themselves, and they do not even perceive that. In their hearts is a disease, which is the disease of doubt and hypocrisy, and Allah has increased their disease. And a painful torment is theirs because they used to tell lies. In the ayat, second ayat, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the muttaqeen, the people of taqwa, and then he mentioned who those people are. And الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they are the people who have belief in al-ghayb, in the unperceivable. They establish salah and they give zakat. And here in these ayat 8, 9 and 10, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the opposite. People who say they have faith, but they do not have faith. We ask Allah to protect us from nifaq and to protect us from all of this kind of thing, where we say something and we do something else. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.